For more than 50 years, Disney World in Florida has enjoyed a special status that lets it govern itself. It decides whether to build roads. It has its own fire department. But it may be the end for this small world. Florida lawmakers voted to eliminate this district. It's an explicit retaliation in the culture wars. Disney opposed the bill, now a law, that bars the teaching of sexual orientation and gender identity in schools. Robin Farzad is our tour guide for this one. He's the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, hey.
How are you?
I'm well. So help us understand, what was the point in the first place back in 1967 for this special tax district for Disney?
If you think about it, everything that has to be done, and you're talking to a lapsed Florida man, a longtime Florida man who always had the responsibility of taking those relatives to the Magic Kingdom and Epcot Center. It was quite an ordeal, but Disney is, it's kind of its own empire down there. If you're building something, it's not kind of the World's Fair just coming through. This is landfill capabilities, sewerage, I mean, vulture abatement, hotels, infrastructure.
All
city
that.
You know, they got this special treatment back in 1967, specifically on the promise that over decades we're going to be a city unto ourselves and we're going to have a huge workforce here and we're going to bring so much in tax revenue. And I don't think they ever imagined that, especially with how successful the corporation has been, that the governor would summarily kind of turn around and revoke it.
Yeah. Now, this gender law, now a bill, it was a signature a bill for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican, presumed presidential aspirant. Are there big business implications here for Disney, or is this just a bit of political theater?
You know, I like the political theater element of it, just kind of watching it. If you look at it in terms of brinksmanship and what's at stake for either side, yeah, Disney, it's a huge thing. I mean, for taxpayers, if the kind of the bonds that would have to revert to private taxpayers that Disney had backed, the shortfall of tax revenue that would revert to, I mean, that would all be disastrous for any lawmaker, Republican or Democrat. But just the theater of taking on Disney as a GOP 2024 aspirant is probably very ripe for DeSantis. I mean, this all could be scuppered in court or through legislation. And Disney certainly has no shortage of you know, $400 an hour attorneys who could kind of knock it down. But if you're DeSantis and you're playing to the Fox News primary, look, you've taken on one of the most powerful corporations on the planet. It has had affiliations with kind of LGBTQ friendliness, and it's very ripe if you're going to go into Iowa with that.
Now, let me ask you a little bit more about the people who live in these counties near Disney. There's talk, and you've made reference to it, that they might have to pick up the slack for this tax burden, wastewater treatment, public safety, all the stuff you talked about.
Yeah, Reedy Creek, this special city, this special entity, I mean, is on the hook for about $1 billion in long-term bond debt, right? Disney currently pays property and other taxes to the counties that are involved here, and about $150 million in revenues from taxes that district collected last year. Look, it pays about 400 employee salaries. Disney has 60,000 to 80,000 employees in the area. It's very hard to kind of wrest the bone from the dog's mouth in this case.
All right, let's step back for a second and talk about what this suggests, this moment suggests for big corporations. For a long time, they were friendly with conservatives, at least country club Republican conservatives. But now these culture war conservatives seem like a different story that big corporations have to pay attention to.
I really wonder what the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is thinking about this, right? And kind of the country club conservatives versus kind of the red meat far-right conservative in this case. Look, you've had examples happen in North Carolina with trans bathrooms and other states pulling out. You've had examples in other states with various abortion legislation going on now in the South and in Dixie. Never have you seen a governor directly take on a corporation of this size and this heft. I mean, it is a multinational. And again, the asymmetry in it is not like Disney can just pick up and build Walt Disney World and Epcot Center in Colorado overnight. He knows that they have no choice. This is a long-term asset, and they can't just hightail out of town. It's not a conference. It's not a concert series. It's not a kind of a live podcast show like others who've been boycotting Florida and Texas and other places.
Yeah. And super quick, there is still time for a compromise or for this to potentially be struck down, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to have to go through legislation. It's going to, I mean, the governor could sign it, but then when the states have to come back or the special district has to opt out, there has to be a majority of people who represent that district. And they are Disney people, after all.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.